You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. We are switching gears now to the race for one of three open seats on Brunswick Regional Water and Sewer H2GO's Board of Commissioners. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. H2GO is a water and sewer utility in Brunswick County that serves the northeast portion of the county, which includes Leland, Belleville, parts of Navassa, and there are some customers located outside of those municipal boundaries. The utility currently serves about 10,000 water customers, about 6,000 sewer customers, and they say they expect the customer base to double within the next 25 years. H2GO currently buys finished water from Brunswick County Public Utilities, but since 2011, H2GO has worked towards building its own reverse osmosis plant. Constructing a plant with a price tag of more than $30 million is controversial, with opponents concerned the project isn't necessary and would saddle consumers with higher utility rates. Today's candidates are joining us in an order randomly chosen before the show. With us right now is Brayton Willis. Brayton Willis is a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. He currently lives in Leland with his wife, and he worked as a wastewater design construction engineer for private engineering firms. As a public health engineer, he oversaw the water and wastewater program in Maricopa County, Arizona. He's also worked as a senior project manager and strategic planner for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and he served on the Planning and Zoning Board in Holden Beach here in North Carolina. Brayton Willis, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
And we'd like to hear from you during the Live Thursday show. If you have your own question for Mr. Willis, you can call us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org. And Mr. Willis, I want to get to a listener question first from Jane Doe. She says, you have frequently stated that regionalism is the answer to water treatment for the current water crisis, but what will be the cost and how long will it take for Brunswick County to implement the treatment improvements to remove Gen X and other fluorinated contaminants?
Oh, that's a great question. I am an advocate of regionalism. I am an advocate of community partnerships. I've got 40 years of working with communities all across the United States, utilities, who have often tried to find the most affordable ways, cost-effective ways, to service their customers' needs for water and sewer. Here in Brunswick County, I am eagerly looking forward to their efforts to look at a wide variety of opportunities to treat our water. And I think it would follow right behind Cape Fear Public Utilities' efforts to look at granulated activated carbon and the other treatment technologies that they're looking at now. So I'm thinking that it's going to be far more affordable to spread the cost of whatever treatment, regardless if it's RO or if it's granulated activated carbon or polymer-based treatment. It'll be far, far less expensive to our customers to do that on a regional basis because you get more people. You can spread the cost around.
So what you're saying is you're not necessarily opposed to the idea of using reverse osmosis for treatment. You're opposed to H2GO building this plant.
Exactly. The technology is a proven technology, and if it's required here, and Brunswick County decides that it has to be implemented, then we support that. But we do not support it for such a small utility as H2GO.
You've said that Chemours, which is the company responsible for discharging Gen X, this unregulated, potentially dangerous compound into the Cape Fear River, which of course supplies drinking water to hundreds of thousands of people in southeastern North Carolina, you've said they should be held accountable for their discharge of contaminants into the water supply. But some, and certainly regulators and government officials now are working to hold them accountable, but that's after the fact. What do you say to people who don't want their drinking water supply in the hands of industry?
Oh, I totally agree. I think Chemours should be held accountable. To me, it is just an absolute injustice. When you think about they draw their water out of the Cape Fear River, use it for their economic benefit, and then return it polluted? That, to me, is an insult to all of us that live down here downriver. And to take this one step further, Brunswick County yesterday has hired, they announced that they're hiring national law firm, and they're going to start chasing these people back up into the holes that they crawled out of.
That's right, but that's after the fact. And so when we're talking about the control over the water supply, I mean, one of the things that proponents of this plant argue is, if we have our own plant, we have control over our own drinking water, no matter what other companies like Chemours will do. And they will continue. Now, I'm not speaking about Chemours, but industry continuously, that's what happens.
Right now, Cape Fear Public Utilities is testing granulated activated carbon. And I would be surprised if that didn't work out as a potential solution. Granulated activated carbon is an order of magnitude less expensive, and it can be deployed in a matter of months versus waiting till 2019 for a reverse osmosis plant that really is an unaffordable investment, waiting for that to come online.
We've heard from some of the researchers from NC State who've studied the presence of Gen X and the best system to remove Gen X from the water supply. And what we've heard is reverse osmosis is really the only effective treatment for that.
I will say this again. It is being tested as we speak. And if reverse osmosis is the only answer, you would want to have a large customer base to spread that cost and benefit. I mean, I will say this, as I said earlier, I have worked with utilities all across this country, and this is the first time that I've ever seen a utility go in the opposite direction of partnerships and collaboration.
We had a call. Jane from Leland called. She asks, if Brayton Willis is elected, will he work to dissolve H2GO? And if so, what will happen to the sanitary district's assets and debt?
Good question. That's not on our agenda. Our platform is, number one, to reverse all of the actions and activities related to the reverse osmosis plant. The second thing is to go back to Brunswick County, reestablish a strong partnership with them, and negotiate a future wholesale water agreement with them. And then the third thing is to make sure that our employees, the H2GO employees, are getting whatever they need to do the hard job that they do every day. So that question is not on our platform.
Have you detected a shift in public opinion? This has been a controversial project, this reverse osmosis plant, for several years now. And there was a great deal of opposition. Do you think there's been a little bit of a shift since the news of Gen X and other contaminants in the river broke?
To all the people that I've talked to, and I don't want to throw out statistics, but for about every 40 people that I've talked to that H2GO services, one out of 40 is concerned. And that is that when we went out and talked to the community, when we've done this from one end to the other, it is about 40-1 in favor of a regionalized approach, keeping Brunswick County in the mix. Brunswick County is a multi-award winning water and wastewater utility. They want to continue that service.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today, we're meeting two of the six candidates for H2GO's Board of Commissioners. There are five members of the board who serve four-year staggered terms. The board has three open seats. Right now, we're talking with Brayton Willis, who is an opponent of building H2GO's RO plant. You can ask your own question of Mr. Willis during the Live Thursday show by calling us at 910-343-1138 or sending an email to coastline@whqr.org. We had an email from Kirby who wrote, "You say the RO plant will challenge the less fortunate. What do you say to the less fortunate who are being subjected to contaminated water and who will have no immediate solutions provided by Brunswick County?"
Well, I'm going to say this. RO water is the most expensive water that a municipality could consider. If we're going to talk about the less fortunate in our community, H2Go, three members on that board, have not even explored what the impacts of that expensive investment would be on that community. It's just not there. They didn't do it. So what do I say to the people that can't afford the water? We're going to do everything that we can to collaborate with Brunswick County to keep the cost at a reasonable level for all of the customers, including those that may be on the other end of the income scale.
If you look at this from a regional perspective, collaborating with Brunswick County, potentially CFPUA or maybe other entities, what would the timeline be on that? At what point would you be able to say to people, we found the solution, you have a, we can certify it's a safe drinking water supply and it's being implemented?
Let me say this. Bill Baer, Don Yawsey, and myself, working together as a slate for this these three seats, have already begun the process of those discussions, looking at opportunities, looking for those sweet spots where we can partner with not only Brunswick County. We've got Leland, we've got Navassa, we've got Belleville. There are opportunities where a collaboration can produce great results and great cost benefits to all of the people in that area, and maybe even beyond. Maybe we can look at collaborating with the other wholesale customers within Brunswick County.
So what's the timeline on that?
Immediate. Immediate.
And how long do you think it would take? If the opponents of this RO plant built by H2Go are elected in November, from that point on, how long do you think it would take to have a solution in place, not just negotiated, but built in place and working?
A solution for what?
For the potentially contaminated water supply.
That, again, Cape Fear Public Utilities is testing alternatives.
Right.
When those tests come back, then we'll get a really good idea of what we can do in the time frame. I can tell you that from the research that I've done on granulated activated carbon, it can be deployed far quicker and far less expensive than reverse osmosis. We could probably beat the timeline that they have for the reverse osmosis startup.
Sarah from Leland called in, and she asks, does he think that only one out of 40 people are actually concerned about the contamination in the water? She wants a clarification.
Yeah, that is the number that I was keeping when I was going through. There could be a difference in that, certainly. But those are the numbers, when I talk to the folks, those are the numbers that I was kind of keeping tabs of to see who is in favor and who is opposed.
Warren from Leland asks, do you feel the current H2Go organization should remain as an autonomous entity or should it become part of a larger provider such as Brunswick County?
We haven't even addressed that. Like I said, in our platform right now, we've got three target opportunities that we're working on, and that is stopping the reverse osmosis plant activities, continue to purchase water from Brunswick County, and making sure that the employees are getting what they need to continue providing the excellent service that they provide.
Do you drink the water that's currently coming out of your tap at home in Brunswick County?
Let me share with you something. As a Marine Corps veteran stationed at Camp Lejeune, I was personally impacted by the water issues there. I currently drink the water coming out of the tap, untreated. My wife does, my grandkids do, my children do, my dog does.
Tell us why you're not concerned about the safety of that water supply.
22 parts per trillion. To me...
You're talking about Gen X.
Gen X,
but
yeah.
There are lots of other chemical compounds that we're discovering in that water supply.
I think that Carl Antos has talked about 1,4-dioxane. That's non-detectable coming out of the treatment plant. So to me, that's not an issue. These other strange compounds that keep on popping out of the woodwork, we'll address those one at a time, and we'll take a look at those one at a time. It could be that granulated activated carbon can eliminate that. And if it does, great, we got a bonus. We'll move on. But we'll take them one at a time. The surface water here is critical for 300,000 people and businesses. And we have to look at it from the regional approach. It's mandatory.
And that's our time, Brayton Willis. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate the conversation.
When we come back from this break, we'll meet Rodney McCoy, who is running for the H2Go board, a strong supporter of the RO plant. You can ask your own question on this live Thursday show by calling us at 910-343-1138 or sending an email to coastline@whqr.org. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn with the Coastline Candidate Interviews.